So we've been having a season of getting into prayer and hearing about how different people in the church connect with God through prayer. So Frankie is going to... Oh, he's there. Come and... I've got a few brief questions. We've got a little bit of time. Some brief... You could probably... Prayer is a massive thing, isn't it? So you could probably talk for ages. But we just want some snippets of things of what prayer is for you. So some little nuggets as we've got to get from Frankie. So thanks, Frankie, for coming up today. So to start off, what would you say you enjoy most about prayer?
I'll hold it. I can stand. the thing I most enjoy about prayer is that I can just talk about anything. I can have normal conversations with my father, and I can actually get to some conclusions. I can actually find stuff out about the things I'm confused about. Simple things.
That's great. That sounds amazing. So, is there anything that you found difficult about prayer then?
There are times that I don't want to pray, and those are the times that I need to pray most. And that's a bit of a struggle for me. When I don't want to pray, I need to pray then. And it's just, how do I do that?
Okay, so it sounds like you do some prayer and that you get some really good answers and guidance through that. So so when it is difficult, what would your sort of top tip for us be for kind of keeping going with prayer?
For one thing, pray. Because you can do it. Even if you don't want to, you still can. But one of the ways I do try to get myself to prayer is to read scripture. Sometimes verses come and they just stir my soul into prayer.
Okay, great. Thanks, Frankie. Hey.